Hello, today is August 5th, 2007, and you are listening to episode number 62 of Bits of Bryn. This is a quick show. I'm saving most of my information for a podcast I'll be releasing later this week, but I wanted to talk about my biggest performance to date. I played a show in the middle of Salt Lake City. I was so excited about this show. I played at noon, and people who were working in all the buildings came during lunch hour during their breaks. So there was the biggest crowd I've ever played for. I had all my best friends there, and my family was there to support me. And I had a little over 20 people there for me. And I've had my fair share of singing to empty chairs and sound guys. So it just felt so good to have so many people that I loved there to support me. I think my favorite part about the entire show was while I was performing my original set, I could see my friends singing along with me, and they knew all the words to my songs, and that just, it made my whole day, and it really boosted my confidence because it just made me so happy. And so I did a pretty good job at this performance. I'm really proud of my vocal. I was a lot more confident with my speaking than I ever had been. I'm not saying that I'm good at it, but I wasn't nearly as nervous as I've been in the past because singing for me in front of a crowd is really easy. But when it comes to talking in front of people, I get really nervous. I don't get studio fright. I'm here talking away at the microphone at a podcast, but when there's people there watching me talk, I just get so nervous. So that's what the open mics. I'd love if you could send me an open mic question. I need a lot of practice. You can email me a question with the subject being open mic, so I won't read it until I'm in front of the microphone. Or you can visit my MySpace page, myspace.com/bitsofbryn, B-I-T-Z, and click on the audio link and record your voice so I can answer the question live on the podcast. I get really nervous when I have to talk. So I've been practicing, and this was the best I've ever done. I am just so glad that I got to play at this venue. It was a really great experience. I was just singing to all of Salt Lake City. It was really great. After this performance, the next day, oh yes, I sold 3 CDs, and I'm so proud. I was selling singles of One More Time for $5 to save up for funds to produce my first album. So I have $15 more, and oh, I'm just so excited that I sold those CDs. The day after this performance, my family and I had a giant meeting because after listening to this performance, I did a good job, but I can definitely hear things that I need to work on, namely my guitar playing. I've been practicing a lot. I've been playing seriously for 4 to 5 months now, and I've come such a long way with my guitar playing. If you remember on some episode maybe a year ago, I couldn't remember how to play a C chord, and it sounded like a cat being strangled. It was dreadful. So I've come a very long way, but my guitar playing just is not at a professional level, and it's because I had to focus so much at the guitar. I have a hard time entertaining and just making it a better performance. I'm trying so hard to not mess up. So my family and I have decided that I'm going to stop taking performance lessons from my booking agent, and I might cut down on voice lessons to just once a month with Dean Kalin instead of bi-monthly, and I'm going to take guitar lessons. I've taught a lot of it to myself, and I've been picking up things from my mother, mainly from friends. I've been learning a lot from friends. And, well, I need to get to the next level because I want to be professional, and my playing just isn't there yet. So we called up Ted Shoup. He's the father of Ryan Shoup from Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. My father and I know him from last Christmas. We got to know him pretty well around then. So we gave him a call and asked if he knew anybody who taught lessons. And he recommended Roger Archibald, who's the guitarist from Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. And I thought that was a really, really neat recommendation. But he's on tour right now, so he's definitely too busy to teach me. But I'll corner him next Saturday because I'm going to go see him in concert. But in the meantime, it'd be great to take an occasional lesson from him because he's such a talented guitarist, and I really want to be able to do those country bluegrass licks. And he's a genius. But we went to an acoustic music store today, and we spent a couple of hours there. I was playing all the guitars, and I learned 3 chords on the mandolin, and my sisters were playing around with the ukuleles. And we talked to the store owner, and he recommended a country guitar teacher. We're going to check into that option. Hopefully, I'll have more information by the next podcast. If you listen to this performance, my rhythm is absolutely dreadful. When I get nervous or when I get excited, I will speed up. And so I'll just go so much, I'll go faster and faster and faster until I'm tripping over my lyrics and it's just ridiculous. So I need a lot of help with that. But this performance, I am proud of it. And even though there are improvements to be made, that's all right with me because I've been making so many improvements already. And as long as I can get something else right each time, then I know I'm becoming a better performer and a better musician. So I hope that you'll enjoy this. And I'll be back at you later this week with some info on what I've been doing. Thank you so much. Bye.
The rest of my songs are all original. This next song is called I'll Be. And I wrote this song originally as a homework assignment. And it's kind of funny how it just turned out to be one of my favorite songs. I wrote this song in about 5 minutes. I just sang the whole thing all at once, and I hope you'll enjoy it. He was on his way home, and he got hit by a car, and he never got a chance to serve. And I really miss him a lot. And I have written a lot of songs about him, just because it helps vent all of that sadness. And I thought just how much more sadness any woman would feel if it was her fiance or her husband or her son. And so I wrote this song for every girl that ever had to say goodbye to a soldier.
Let him go. But
Well, this next song I'm going to play for you is called One More Time.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
You know this song, don't you, Amy? I'm going to play this song on a minus track. I have this song for sale for $5 over there. This is my CD single, and I'm really proud of it. And I'm using the proceeds to save up for the production costs for my first album. And I wrote this song last January, and I wrote it for someone that I missed very much at the time. And this song was the first one that I wrote that I was actually ever proud of. Because I've written a lot of songs that I just threw out, and this one, I just really, really loved it. And it just awoke all the love for songwriting in me. And so this song is my baby. I hope that you'll enjoy it. much. As I said, I have that song for sale over there for $5 to help me raise funds for my first album. I have a mailing list over there too. If you'd like to put your email address down, I can send you all my new performances, or you can listen to my podcast, which is on iTunes, Bits of Bryn, B-I-T-Z. This last song I'm going to play for you is one that I wrote last night at 4 in the morning, and I really, really love this song very much. It is called Two-Faced Cowboy, and my dad helped me write this song. And I loved how the song came together. I got the idea from my father 2 years ago, and I was in no position to write a good song at that point. So I waited and waited for inspiration to come. And finally, the other day, I was just doing my homework, and I had to stop it just to run and get my guitar, and I wrote the chorus all at once. And so this song is just, I really love it, and I hope that you'll enjoy it.
Say I love you, mean it. Don't just throw the words around. It's
thank you so much for listening. I had a lot of fun performing for you guys. As I said, my name is Brianna Joy, and I just love performing for you guys. Thank you guys so much.